This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Hey everybody, it's your man Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation Party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey, 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 what's up?
Now, today we have an amazing show for you guys, so get ready, get your snacks, and we're going to dish on your latest celebrity news. Now, of course, we can't get this thing popping without our Cali cousins, Heidi and Frank. What up, y'all?
What's up? Hey, Atlanta.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Oi. Now, later on, Portia and Eva are out today. But, of course, we got you covered with the latest Housewives during the Real Housewives reunion. Plus, is Justin Bieber jealous of another young singer? See what he said to Shawn Mendes. But first, what you talking about, Heidi?
Well, the American Country Music Awards were on last night, and it was the first time that Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton were in the same room with their new lovers.
Oh, wow.
But it was another couple at the award show who had a lot of love to share, and they sort of stole the show, Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman. Now, Keith Urban won the biggest award of the night, Entertainer of the Year, so when he got up to accept his award, a lot of people might be thinking the same thing. My God, Keith, Nicole, get a room.
Really, they stared down.
Oh, take a look.
And the winner is Keith.
Thank you, every one of you. To the fans out there, you are amazing. I have no idea how much you mean to me. But baby girl, I love you, and our girls, Sunday and Faith, who are at home watching right now. God bless.
Now, I think that's kind of cool because you rarely see that. It's usually just a peck and a hug or whatever. But he got in there so deep. That kiss was so deep. He's got her makeup on his nose.
That's all right. That's all right. It was passionate. It was everything. Like,
she grabbed his face. Like that.
Who cares, Gary?
I mean,
I'm sure it's a whole different feeling, a whole different relationship. Tom Cruise probably couldn't kiss in public because of Scientology or something.
Well, it's good to see that.
Yeah, I mean,
especially with couples in Hollywood, you don't know if it's actually, you know, a real love or just a manufactured love. We stay together because we're a power couple, and it looks like they actually really love each other.
That's real.
I'm guessing they got home from that award show, and they both saw each other's down under, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
because he's Australian, so
they're both
down
Australian.
Under.
Right.
She is too.
I went there. I don't care. Yeah. I did.
A dingo ate her baby.
Well, moving on, it looks like R. Kelly is being blasted by fans.
Oh.
That's in reverse. Well, for performing for only 28 seconds. You heard that right. He went and rocked the spot for 28 seconds, not even a full 30. Now, according to reports, about 100 people were at a 450-person capacity club to see R. Kelly perform, and it was a $100 entrance fee, which actually got lowered to $50 once he arrived. Now, according to sources, Kelly thanked supporters and sang a line from one of his songs for 28 seconds and spent about 35 minutes taking selfies and talking to the fans. Now, fans say it wasn't worth the $100 and that they wouldn't pay that again, but they could separate the accusations from the artist.
Wait a second. So is this, like, contractually, like, you have to at least give us 28 seconds in order to fulfill your contract? Or I don't understand this.
If the house wasn't full because the capacity was, like, 450 and only, like, 100 people showed up,
right.
So I would give them just the amount of money showed up. That's how much of music I would give them.
Yeah, you know, when we get booked for these things, like, we normally want a certain fee. And if the promoter can't provide that certain fee, then and they tell us what they can give us, which is what R. Kelly's probably taking any and everything right now because he's got so many bills to pay, he's probably worth way more than he accepted. So he gave them a couple of minutes. He probably makes way, way triple.
So he just
double.
Came on and said, I believe I can fly. Good night, everybody.
Because if we didn't do that, it'd have been like, R. Kelly came, used the bathroom, and left.
They said that he came in and said, my mind's telling me no. But my body's telling me yes.
Yeah, he took pictures of him, so that's a
money. He did some extra stuff, you know.
I think you just sang longer than R. Kelly did at this show.
Oh, that's right. Bad.
Great job, Brad. Great singing there.
Great
job.
You have a great voice.
I'm thinking there was no promoter involved. I don't think anyone's going to be touching R. Kelly right now.
No, somebody paid him. He wouldn't have came out the house unless he's getting paid. He said on Instagram, please, y'all, the paparazzi, stay away from me. This is how I work and get my money. If I have a drink or two, please, leave me alone.
Even going back to what Brad was saying about sometimes with the appearances, you go, the promoter don't got all your money because it didn't quite work out. You don't want to seem like a jerk for not doing anything.
And you don't
want to
let the fans down.
Yep.
So and then they discounted the tickets to $50. So,
but, you know, most artists would be like, okay, you don't have my money, I'm leaving because it's business. So at least he went in and said what's up to the fans that were there to support
him. He needed every penny. That's why he went, honey.
And I'm sure that, too.
If it was an all-ages show, it would have been packed.
Head crack.
Calling all single men, Charlize Theron is single and she's ready to mingle with you.
Oh, Frank, there you go.
I know,
he's
yes.
He's not single.
The actress,
he act like it.
Sort of, not. All right, the actress got real candid about her dating life while promoting her upcoming romantic comedy, Long Shot, and she revealed that she's been single for the past 10 years.
Whoa.
And says it's not a long shot for somebody. Just grow a pair.
Yeah, and ask her.
And go up to her, and she is shockingly available.
Wow, for 10 years?
Well, hell, she must not be putting that in the urban press or something.
No, I think what happened is that about 10 years ago, that movie Monster came out. We know what she's going to turn into. If she just really put a ring on it.
Man,
also,
Frank.
Tully came out, and you were like, oh.
And I'm like, ooh, boy.
Man, I know, right? Every time I see her, I think about that Monster movie.
No, but you
movie.
Know what? Even she knows.
She cleans up well, but she's going to be sitting on the couch looking like Monster.
You can't unsee it.
I still thought she looked good.
Yeah, she's something else.
She's so sexy, even as Monster. I was like, I would in that alley. Mm-hmm. That scene with Christina Ricci, I was like, oh, God, that's so hot.
Really?
How pretty she is.
Oh, my God.
Because I still know that it's Charlize Theron underneath.
Do you think
that.
If guys are not going to approach her for 10 years that she might dabble in the lady pond, Heidi?
God, one can only
why don't
hope.
You give her a call?
I'm going to give her a call. It's a long shot, but why not?
Grow a pair.
All right, even though we haven't heard any new music from Justin Bieber in a while, he's letting us all know he's still the reigning prince of pop because apparently he trolled his wife's ex-boyfriend, Shawn Mendes. He trolled his Instagram account.
Oh.
Shawn had posted a picture from the cover of the Observer magazine on his Instagram where he was being called Prince of Pop.
Well, yeah, it says Prince of Pop
Prince
right there
of
on
Pop.
The cover.
Oh, no, Justin was not happy with that. So Justin slid right into his comments to dethrone him. And Justin said, gonna have to break a few more records to dethrone my title there, bud. Canadian voice. But if you want, we can play hockey for it. I heard you're a real bender on the ice. We could just drop the buckets and tilt for it. I feel like I'm speaking a whole other language.
Yeah, I was going to say, does anybody know what in the hell he talking about?
I did look it up, and buckets are helmets.
Okay.
And Bender is not a very good hockey player. So basically, he's not only calling out that you're not the Prince of Pop. I also heard you're a Bender. You're not a very good
skates.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
My God.
Bend your ankles.
Oh, it's a different kind of Bender?
Off.
Oh, okay. I was thinking about Bender something else.
Can't you have more than one Prince of Pop?
Yeah. It's like in music, they always just let one person be great at one time.
Right.
Like, no matter what genre. It's kind of weird.
Justin needs to put out a little bit more music so we can, you know, give him that title if he wants to, you know, maintain it. But if you ain't putting no music out in so long, and this guy's got music out, then he gets it.
So do you think it's cool for Justin to be cool with his wife's ex?
I think so, yeah. It shows that he's not petty, he's not bitter, he's got the girl, he's winning. He just don't want this guy to have his title, the Prince of Pop.
Prince of Pop that
right.
Prince of Pop and that's
the first part of the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion aired last night, and baby, we're gonna dish about all the tea that was poured, so you don't wanna miss it, and we'll be right back after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, it's time for my Real Housewives of Atlanta report. Now, well, last night, honey, was part one of the reunion, and it seemed like it was NeNe versus everybody. But NeNe definitely tried, baby, to bring smoke, honey, to our girl, Portia, when they went back and forth, honey, about who wasn't a supportive friend. Take a look.
I don't think that you are supportive. I give what I get.
I give you what I give. I think you were trying to piggyback off of me not attending Candy's event.
No, I was not trying to piggyback off anything.
You definitely were, because everybody else had events I went to. So what are you talking about?
How I feel is how I feel.
Whose event did I not go to?
Listen, I don't keep up with who.
Oh, you for sure keep up, because that's what you're referencing, is that I don't attend things.
If I didn't come to your event, why do you care?
Oh, I don't care. I'm letting you know that I don't care now.
Well, good. You don't care.
But I'm telling you, after I noticed the pattern.
She said her feelings were hurt.
Well, too bad.
After I noticed the pattern.
NeNe is forever there complaining about somebody not a friend, somebody don't support. She is so petty. She is attacking Portia. Portia is praying nigga could have the damn baby on the stage. Yeah. And she's sitting there talking crazy to the woman.
You wouldn't even let your friends in your closet.
Right.
Thank you.
She's saying Portia ain't being supportive. I'm confused. Like, do you want her to be supportive or do you not want her to be supportive?
Thank you.
Like, if not, say, girl, I with you when I come into your event.
She didn't go to none of Portia's, so she didn't go to the baby shower, she didn't go to the gender reveal.
Okay.
She didn't do nothing, so she wasn't supportive.
Well, hopefully Portia's feelings ain't hurt no more. She see what it is what it is, and keep it moving. Well, y'all, love is in the air because CNN anchor Don Lemon got engaged to his main squeeze, Tim Malone. And honey, it was the cutest proposal ever. Don posted this pic on Instagram with two dog tags that said, Daddy, will you marry Papa? Oh, and the caption says, he gave me a present on his birthday. How could I say no? Congrats to the happy couple, y'all.
Oh, that is so touching.
Don Lemon's gay?
Huh? Where you been?
Boy, you know damn well Don Lemon is gay.
I never picked up on that vibe.
Really?
No.
Child,
oh, hey, Craig, I'm gonna need you to sharpen up your gaydar.
Okay, that might be broken.
Who is daddy and who is papa? That's what I wanna know.
Well, it don't even matter, honey. Mm. It don't matter. They both love it when you call them Big Papa. And the thing with the dogs was so cute and so original. I love it.
Oh, and they got a black one and a white one. So
yes,
the dog and the white one.
Bow ties. Okay, so Gary, how would you want to be proposed to?
Bitch, I need a helicopter
to jump out of.
You want a helicopter?
You need to come down on a helicopter and propose to me, honey.
Like, what if he was just swinging his shirt around in the air like a helicopter?
Gary!
Yeah! All right, everybody, it's time for
Who won the weekend?
Now, this is where we pick a celebrity that's done something over the weekend that got everybody's attention. And this week's winner is Trap Country star Lil Nas X. He took an L when Billboard removed his Trap Country hit Old Town Road off the country Billboard charts. But who needs Billboard when Billy Ray Cyrus jumps on a remix and makes it fire? Take a listen.
Down cross town, living like a rock star. Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car.
That song is catchy as hell.
It's very catchy.
Yeah, but that's not country what he's doing. I don't like it.
Really?
I'm used to the country like Dolly Parton, honey. When they people talking about how they lost their man and Jolene, honey, she was begging for Jolene to take her man.
So the king of the internet, Will Smith, said he would like to be a part of the video for the song.
So everybody jumping in now, so he's gonna be a star.
Yeah, but I don't want to see Will Smith in a cowboy hat ever again. Big shout out to Lil Nas X for winning the weekend.
Up next, Frank and Heidi share an amazing transformation you won't want to miss. So don't you move.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand.
find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, many of you out there watching have had struggles with weight loss. Either, you know, maybe you've been able to take it off, but then you put it right back on. And our next guest is considered the king of weight loss. He has helped stars like Steve Harvey and Beyonce. The list goes on and on and on. Join us in welcoming friend of the show, DeHerbs.com founder and CEO, Mr. A.D. Dolphin.
Hey.
There he is. You know his face.
Good to see you. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great.
Being overweight or obese is really an epidemic in this country.
For sure.
And I want to get your feelings on why it's such a battle for so many people to lose weight and keep it off.
People really don't have a good plan.
Right.
I think you need a great plan to have great things happen. That's where the DHERBS Full Body Cleanse truly comes into play, because of the fact that we have a great plan. And if you follow it, you will definitely be successful.
Is it a once-a-day thing?
You're going to do it for 20 days, and you're going to take a portion of capsules, and we have a recommended eating regimen that goes along with it, and if you follow it, you will definitely have success.
Well, listen, if you don't believe him, maybe you believe who he brought with him, because this beautiful lady, Melody, you are absolutely gorgeous, and everybody has been raving about your before and after pictures. So tell us a little bit about your weight loss journey with DHERBS.
I had just went to the doctor, and the doctor told me that I needed to lose weight because I was borderline diabetic, and I remember leaving feeling hopeless. So when I was introduced to the Full Body Cleanse, I was like, okay, this is really going to make me lose weight, and how is this going to help me? Not realizing when I did try it and I did it, I not only got off the blood pressure medicine, no longer pre-diabetic, but also I had heartburn and all that, and then lost the weight. I mean, that was, to me, life-changing.
You're a wonderful testimonial for this product. But how does it set itself apart from all these other diets that everyone's tried and failed on?
The DHERBS Full Body Cleanse, it works. You're talking about benefits between 10 to 30 pounds on your first cleanse. If you eat 3 meals a day, you should have 3 bowel movements a day.
Right.
If you eat 2 meals a day, you should have 2 bowel movements a day.
What goes in must come out.
It's going to make you regular.
We're sold. We're in. It sounds good to me. If you want to get lean and eat clean for 2019, please see what I did.
Yeah.
I'm already feeling better just talking about DHERBS. You got to start by cleansing your system. It's easy to do. DHERBS Full Body Cleanse is going to flush out those toxins that are sitting there just in your gut and your midsection and dragging you down, you know, taking away all of your energy. And take DHERBS, you're going to be looking better. Most importantly, you're going to be feeling better. Get rid of all that toxic waste. Get rid of the toxic weight. Just go to DHERBS.com right now. You get a nice discount at checkout only for our audience by using our promo code DISH. That's the letter D, H-E-R-B-S.com. Or you can call, if you're more into the phone thing, 866-4-DHERBS. That's 866, the number 4, DHERBS. Listen, there are really no excuses. You don't have to walk around feeling bad, feeling sluggish, feeling tired.
It's time to stop battling and win the war.
There you go.
Yes, Frank Kramer. Oh, my God. All right. Thank you, AD, and thank you, Melody.
You
look unbelievable. I'm so excited, and my bikini body's going to be banging.
All right.
Yes.
Bikini body up next.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey.
Now, Brad, this story might make you a little bit sad.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so singer reality star Ray J and his wife Princess Love lost their Bugatti. And no, I ain't talking about the whip. I'm talking about their little party animal, their puppy, Bugatti. That's with 2 O's and no U. What happened was Ray J's parents were dog sitting the little canine, and now he's nowhere to be found. So Princess Love and Ray J both offered a whopping $20,000 to whoever finds the pup.
$20,000? That's a child in Africa they could have bought. And here they buying dogs.
Yo, and the dog was $30,000 to begin with.
My babies will never get lost. I don't know how this little dog got lost, but that is so
sad. Ray J's mama. They was babysitting the dog,
okay,
and they let the dog get out
well,
the damn house.
Why didn't they keep the dog in the gate or something?
What story seems a little sketchy.
Something
like,
is going on here.
Yeah, the dog
here,
just
like,
don't get the missing.
Or the mama just don't care about the dog that much.
I mean, and she's a cute little Cocker Spaniel.
She's gorgeous. She's not a Cocker Spaniel. She's like a miniature teacup Maltese.
Oh, I was glad you braised. I didn't really play. I mean, you have look, you know, it looks kind of Spaniel-ish. That's why I mean, I thought
okay.
that was
your face and body look WB froggish.
Okay. Now, Gary, how much would you pay somebody for a little doggy?
Hell, nothing. I would go home and get it for free.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You can go to the Humane Society and rescue a doggy.
Okay.
They need adopting.
Yeah, and I love being doggy for free.
Doggy style. For free, bitch.
Thought she was going to catch you for free.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.